Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. And in fact, guess who's back? Lance is back today. He had his surgery on his nose and went in today and apparently had his nose cleaned out of some stuff that was in it. Snot or something. And now he can breathe. And so he is going to be on the show today. And I've heard he's having a problem with his camera. I'm a little skeptical. I think he went in and got a full nose job done. And came out of it looking like Pinocchio and doesn't want the world to see. But anyway, he's going to be on the show here today. And he'll tell us about what's going on. So we'll get to that. And then, of course, we have all of the Wednesday news. Dynamite is tonight. We got matches scheduled for the show. We got last night's NXT to talk about, including the Mr. NXT contest, which it was just weird. And I'll tell you why it was weird. It was just weird. So anyway, we'll tell you about that. We got some updates on Jerry Lawler and MJF's knee injury that he suffered last week. The legal issues between AEW and Ryan Nemeth. Update on Dustin. We got some ratings notes, how the shows did this past week. And then we have got the NXT TV report. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick it off here on Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes, he's back! Lance is back amongst the living here. Oh, look at that face!
Man, it's been a long week, brother, I'll tell you, but
Your voice sounds different.
Well, my throat and mouth are incredibly raw from mouth breathing for an entire week in a dry climate.
Only a week?
Well, yeah, at least a week anyway, but so my throat and mouth are very sore, but I can breathe through my nose, which I couldn't for the last week, so I'm improving, and that's also why I'm very scruffy and unshaven. Is the my upper lip and around my nose is still very tender, so I'm not able to shave yet.
So can you breathe better is the question, than you did before the surgery? Do we know that yet?
Well, we don't know for sure because my problem was intermittent. Like there'd be times where I could breathe relatively okay, and then my sinuses would just shut down, and I couldn't breathe through my nose anymore. But I'm currently breathing better through my nose than I was when my nose was doing better before the surgery. So as long as I don't get the flare-ups, then definitely a big improvement.
Wow.
But I'll have to wait and see if I get the intermittent flare-ups or not.
When can you start making your return to walking? When do you get to start the streak again?
Not sure yet. I'll have to look at that and see. It took me, I think, an entire week just to get my 10,000 steps post-surgery. Because the day after my surgery, I had a total of 377 steps. And then each day it got better and better. And I'll probably, hopefully, start next week again. But I'll have to take a look at it. But I've also, she was unconcerned with me flying now. So my making it to Slammiversary is no longer in question, barring any kind of freak incident.
Like when you first got out and were bleeding everywhere?
Well, yes. If that happens, then there'd be a concern. No, but having blood pour out of your nose randomly on the side of the road was fun.
Maybe you should try a cough drop to coat your throat.
Yeah, I'll give that a go later. But
don't leave it in the bowl and...
Yes, extra protein. You get those ants.
Yeah.
For those who listen to the Brian, Vinny, Granny, and Craig and Sean show.
If you haven't been listening to the Granny show lately, everybody, I mean, You should be listening. It's up there for subscribers right now. I've started to just record what happens before the show as well. Should do that for Observer Radio. Holy smokes. But yeah, you can go up and check it out. Granny's been eating ants. Yeah. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten, Lance?
I was told it was eel intestine.
Oh, yeah?
Bam Bam Bigelow, Tenru, and I went out for dinner and some drinks. I think it was actually the night my daughter Rebecca was born. I was in Japan, and he took us out. And we had, you know, some food and a few drinks, because, again, I wasn't going to disrespect Tenru and say no. But then they had this little bowl with these slimy little things of black goo, for lack of a different description.
You were better off drinking.
And Tenru told me to try it. And again, I respected Tenru enough that I'm like, all right, sir. And it was incredibly disgusting. And immediately, like, I didn't feel drunk at all beforehand because I only had, you know, a tiny amount to drink. But as soon as I took that, man, I felt sick and wobbly and unwell, and Bam Bam had to help me get back to my hotel room.
Wow.
Yeah, it was gross.
So Tenru was trying to kill you.
Perhaps.
So you don't know what it was that you ate.
Well, they said it was eel intestine, but I don't know if that was in fact true.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I'm glad that your health is turning around, your nose is turning around. That leads us to the top story today. Another former wrestling great, Lance, who's had a lot of health issues of late. Jerry the King Lawler, at a city council meeting on June 9th, which would have been yesterday, an honorary street name change was approved in recognition of Jerry Lawler. A portion of Homer Street in Memphis, Tennessee. I presume Homer didn't vote. Probably would have been... not down with his idea. It'll be named renamed after him, with a stretch of road located near Treadwell Middle School between Rhea Avenue and Given Avenue. Resolution approved by all council members at the meeting. No further details were established. And, of course, he's had a lot of health issues of late. Multiple strokes, I believe. And he's still under a WWE Legends deal. But... that's the latest on Jerry Lawler. He seems to look all right, but, you know, I don't know how well he can speak at this point. But
for a guy who died live on Raw, he's looking pretty good.
He sure did, yep. Also got MJF update. He went on Instagram, uploaded a recovery video, and he was in a cold plunge. Very recently, he said, "I hurt my left knee. I hyperextended it in a match against Roosh, who is a bad person," he adds. I think we all agree on that. "And obviously, this match happened on Wednesday. It is now, I believe, a Tuesday. My inflammation in my knee has drastically gone down. Obviously, there's still a lot of inflammation and pain. Being honest with myself, without this cold plunge, I do believe it would have taken me a lot longer to start feeling like myself. Honestly..." Oh, he's plugging Nordic Wave. Get out of here. Get out of here, Max. What are we doing? You ain't getting a free plug on this show. You still owe me for MJF coin.
He just did.
He tricked me. But anyway, the point is, he did, you know, I was watching the match, and they did a spot, and he started selling his knee. And then, you know, a little bit later, I heard he hurt his knee. And I was like, I thought it was just a spot. Because I, like, there was a spot, and it kind of was built into the match or whatever. And so then... it was like, no, he actually got hurt. It was the running drop kick in the corner. So I went back and I looked at the footage of the running drop kick in the corner. And the video that they have, Roosh hits the running drop kick in the corner. And you can only see MJF's right leg. But, like, Roosh comes nowhere near it. And... I was like, it's kind of interesting. And then, you know, there were some other people that were like, I don't know about this this injury. But I was like, no, I was specifically told it was like a real injury. That then I guess he must have, like, worked a spot into the match around it after that. But, like, you know, days went by, and then I think it was maybe Monday or Tuesday. There was a video from another angle, like a fan cam. And, man, Roosh goes for that drop kick, and he lands right on MJF's completely straight left knee. And that looked like it sucked. So, anyway, appears that he seems, by his Instagram, to be indicating he's going to be fine. But it's always one of those, you know, you see all these people doing crazy dives and big spots. And, I mean, even Ray, for crying out loud, on his reverse Hurricane Ron almost killed himself. But, like, a lot of injuries are, I took a drop kick in the corner and the guy landed on his leg. And
the baseball slide has taken out so many guys.
Dude, I hyperextended my knee taking a snake eyes. Of all things. It's not even a bump. Like, you get dropped on the top rope and you land on your feet. And I guess it was one of those normal things. Like, I think I'm taller than I really am. So I thought the ground
well,
was...
You'd almost have to be.
I thought the ground was where it wasn't. And then it wasn't there. And then when it was there, my leg was too straight. And I hyperextended my leg and it freaking sucked. So anyway, yeah, hopefully he's back in action soon. The Dynamite show is tonight. And we will go over the lineup for Dynamite after the break. How much of NXT did you see?
Everything but the main event.
Oh.
Well, I honestly forwarded through much of the Mr. NXT stuff.
We'll talk about Mr. NXT after the break. All right, we'll be back in a moment, everybody. Right? Wrestling Observer Live. Wrestling Observer Live.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You geeks in the chat don't know how to snap your finger like that? Look at these amateurs. How do you snap your fingers? The old school way?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yep.
Yeah, there's this way. Guys don't know how to do that?
Why would we care?
Well, I did it before the break, and everyone's like, what are they doing with his hand? Snapping. Trying to tell Dom, like, let's get that computer going, brother. But anyway. All right. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Mr. NXT. We haven't even reviewed it yet. You didn't watch it.
I skipped through those for my own personal mental health.
Really? It wasn't... like, I was expecting... Like, I was all excited for it. And then I had a bunch of people saying that it sucked. And so I watched it. And I wouldn't say it sucked... But it wasn't, I thought it would be better. I will put it that way.
Yeah, just the robot brain in me just wonders why a pro wrestling company would have an event such as this.
Well, because for some reason, Shiloh Hill decided he wanted to be Mr. NXT because he's all about NXT. And then this other fella showed up from England, Mr. England, Tristan Angels, who in England... legitimately, besides being a seventh generation sheep shearer, I'm not making any of this up, besides being a seventh generation sheep shearer, he actually had won competitions like this in England. And so he says, no, you can't be Mr. NXT. I'm the only person that could possibly be Mr. NXT here. And so Shiloh said, well, we're just going to have a contest. And so they announced it. That's the least of our problems.
So you're saying that if, like, in the midst of Monday Night Football, one of the players just went, I want to be Mr. NFL, that the next week we tuned in for Monday Night Football, they would have a competition with judges,
well, Lance,
during the program,
you see,
to if, name Mr. NFL?
If football had 2 hours to fill every week and a lot of it was boring, then yes, they might actually decide to do that. And actually, this was a pretty good show, but we'll get to the full review, but I want to at least talk about this because you didn't see it. So... first, like, the thing that they did was, like, they had a live audience. Like, they did this in, like, a backstage area where they set up bleachers and, like, Hank and Tank are there and, you know, randos they pull off the street. And so there were, like, three things they had to do. First, they had to do, they had to show formal wear, casual wear, and swimsuits. And so they all came out in their outfits and everything like that. And then the second one was a talent show. And for the talent show, it was actually pretty impressive, to be honest, because Shiloh starts and he goes, I'm going to solve a Rubik's Cube in 1 minute. And so he fiddles with the thing and, you know, they show shots of the people. And then all of a sudden he's got it done in less than a minute. Probably work, but whatever. So then Mr. England, he tries to do the Rubik's Cube. And, of course, he hideously fails. And so Tristan goes, well, you know what? I got one more talent. So he comes out and he starts juggling three balls. And as he's juggling three balls, Shiloh Hill suddenly wheels past him on a unicycle juggling. And I was like, that's actually a talent. Wow. So obviously he won that one. And then the last one was speaking. They both had to cut a promo. And
the talent is speaking.
Yeah, well, public speaking. So anyway, you know, it was, and then the fans voted, and they voted for Shiloh. And then, of course, Tristan attacked him and beat him down with a cane. But anyway, the weirdest part about this is last week they announced that they were going to have three very special big-name judges, okay? And you're thinking, well, you know, they brought main roster talent, you know, Undertaker. It could be like Undertaker and Rey Mysterio and, you know, somebody else.
You thought Undertaker
was
going to judge this?
Dude, that'd be awesome.
He's going to judge the swimwear competition?
Yeah. But I was like, okay, you know, they'll three big stars or whatever, advertise it, like get some people watching from the main roster. So then the other day they announced that this is all they announced, okay? They just go, the three judges will be Evolve champion Aaron Rourke, Kit Wilson, and Matt Matthews. And like, that's all they said. So
I know
me,
one of those three.
Me, I'm like, who are these people? What is happening? Okay? So then Tom starts to kind of figure it out. And then, you know, once the show started, it became very obvious. Aaron Rourke, the Evolve champion, is openly gay. And this Matt Matthews, the comedian, is openly gay. And Kit Wilson is not openly gay. He's married to, what's her name? She was on NXT. I forget her name off the top of my head. But anyway, but he plays a character where, you know, they were pretty deadly and, you know, they did the gimmick. So, and then I start figuring this out. I'm like, this is like a Pride Month thing. That's what this is. And it was like, this is what was weird. They wanted to do something for Pride Month, but they absolutely refused to, like, acknowledge it in any way. It was so weird. So anyway, that's what it was. You know, it was a Pride Month thing where they didn't want to mention Pride Month at all or acknowledge what they were doing. And they just did, like, a whole contest for it. So anyway, that's what happened. And it was fine. I think that, you know, it could have been better. But that's what they did. I think you could have had a better third round than public speaking. But that's what they chose. All right, Dynamite tonight. We've got Summer Blockbuster. Stevie Turner is who Kit Wilson is married to. You guys remember Stevie Turner? Yeah. Pac versus Mark Briscoe is on the show. John Moxley defends the Continental. Actually, what we should actually do the way Dave does it. All these matches should be awesome. Because they actually should. Pac and Mark Briscoe, that should be awesome. John Moxley and Shane Taylor, I've seen them wrestle before. And that should be really good for the Continental title. Young Bucks and the Dogs should be awesome. Swerve and Brody in a men's Owen Hart Foundation tournament semifinal. I've seen that match many times at Defy, and that should be awesome. We got Saray and Sky Blue in the women's Owen Hart Foundation tournament. Maybe. The match where Saray basically says, my neck's not good. I'm not ready to come back. I shouldn't do this match. And then Shono's like, you really shouldn't do this match. But she's doing the match.
But she'll have someone there to take her place if she gets hurt.
Yeah, if something goes wrong, she's got a pinch hitter, I think she called it. So anyway, and then Orange Cassidy and Andrade, which should be a very good match. So there should be a lot of very good matches tonight on AEW Dynamite. And speaking of AEW, the AEW Ryan Nemeth legal conflict is ongoing. Nemeth filed a lawsuit, Los Angeles Superior Court, against Tony Khan, AEW, and CM Punk in February of 2025, alleging, quote, assault and professional retaliation stemming from backstage issues at All Out September 2022. This past April, Nemeth voluntarily dismissed the case as the two sides agreed that they would go to arbitration. However, now, according to court documents obtained by Post Wrestling, they're both arguing about where arbitration will take place. So is that what's next for this Janelle Grant, Vince McMahon deal? Because it's
like a court case to decide where arbitration is.
Yeah. I mean, the judge is supposed to decide this month whether the Vince McMahon, Janelle Grant case is going to court or going to arbitration. Obviously, the WWE side is arguing that it should go to arbitration. And the Janelle Grant side is arguing the opposite. So I think this is the month where we're going to at least find out, you know, what's next. Doesn't mean it's going to be solved anytime soon. But we're going to get, that's the big one. Because if the judge determines, well, it says on paper, you all signed it. Any issues need to go to arbitration. Well, it's all said and done. We'll never hear about it again. Although, you know, it is not funny, but it's Vince. So the whole we talked about this the other day, like, you know, how much of wrestling has completely changed because this guy wouldn't pay his $1 million or whatever. This guy's worth billions. And he stopped paying her. And of course, his argument is, once this got leaked to the Wall Street Journal, he figured the only way this could possibly get leaked is if she talked.
Which is BS.
That's what he says. I'm just, hold on a second.
So his claim is BS.
But the point is,
I'm not questioning what he said.
He said the only way that this could have possibly leaked is if she talked. So therefore, I am not going to pay her anymore. Okay?
When he should have went to arbitration.
Exactly! Exactly! But now he's claiming, well, you know, she's upset. We need to go to arbitration. It's like, why didn't you go to arbitration? Why'd you stop paying? Oh, because it's the usual Vince McMahon. I'll sign a contract. You have to abide by your terms. I don't have to abide by mine. That's Vince.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I guess we'll find out about arbitration in two different cases coming up maybe later this month. For sure, the Vince McMahon is supposed to be this month. All right, we'll talk about the rest of NXT when we come back from the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill? Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us. You guys want any ratings notes, or does no one care?
No one cares.
Okay.
At least I don't.
I'm fine with, like, giving the numbers for a show, but any comparisons are just pointless. There's no point to it. SmackDown did 1.089 million viewers, 0.24. So that's pretty good. And then
until they change the formula next week.
Well, that's the point. That's why you can't do any comparisons. But, like, we should know what the numbers are, because whatever you think of the numbers are going to be used when, like, for AEW, when it's time for them to, you know, their next television deal. They're going to have to start negotiating here soon. I mean, the numbers are the numbers. I mean, whether they're real or fake, that's what they're going by. The Raw numbers, terrible. June 1 looks like the all-time record low viewership for Raw, which, again, is hard to determine because, you know, various formulas are being used, but it did not do well. The afternoon shows don't. And the Saturday Collision did 496,000 viewers and a 0.08, which actually for a Collision is not too bad. So that's good. All right, NXT opened up with Noam Dar and Romeo Moreno against Axiom and Nathan Frazier. This was straight out AEW here in multiple ways. Number one, it was like a really good all-action match. Very good TV match. And number two, did anybody know that Axiom and Nathan Frazier were going to wrestle on NXT? Anybody? I read the lineup for NXT on this show yesterday, hours before the show. No mention whatsoever that Axiom and Nathan Frazier were wrestling on the show. And then, during the show, Guanzon goes, didn't they set it up last week? Yeah, they did. On social media. A lot of good that did. So anyway, that was stupid. And you know the other thing? I almost want to complain about this, but I'm kind of so much over it, I don't care.
I think you are.
Do you realize, Lance, that they had a Kendall Ren backstage segment, a Miles and Tavion backstage segment with Vanity Project, a Tony D promo backstage. Actually, I'll get to that one. A Mr. Stone Naraku segment backstage and a Culling segment backstage. How many was that? Did I read seven?
Sure.
Not a single one of them had a single backstage graphic, okay? Now, I actually don't care anymore. I'll care probably on a different day. This one, it was actually almost funny because not only did they not have a graphic for every single backstage segment I just read, but there was one segment that had graphics on it. It involved Mr. Stone and Naraku. And as the God of Heaven Almighty is my witness, they actually doubled up the graphics. They had Naraku, and then they had Naraku over his own name. And they had Mr. Stone and Mr. Stone over his own name. I was dying. I was like, oh my God.
They're just trolling you.
I mean, it has to be. At this point, it has to be. Because I went off last week about graphics. In the next show, they had no graphics whatsoever. Except for one segment where they had doubled up blurred graphics. I was like, God, whatever. Who cares? Not my show. I'm not the one doing a 0.08 or whatever. So anyway, this opening match was great. Axiom. Actually, it's funny as well. So Axiom and Nathan Frazier, when they were in NXT, for like a year, they were teasing that they were going to break up. And then they go to the main roster, and they have no issues whatsoever. And now they've come back for a random, unadvertised match on NXT. And the whole match they tease they might break up. It was amazing. But they won, and Nathan hit the Phoenix Splash, got the pin. Like the man.
Actually, even got the pin.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah, he was legal. Sorry, robot brain. Had a Kendall segment backstage, and then they did the Mr. NXT, the first round, told fans to vote with a QR code. Then we had Mason, Rook, and Naraku in a number one contenders match. And they kind of went back and forth early, and Naraku hit a Lex Luger Yokozuna body slam. And then, you know, Rook ended up hitting a cannonball in the corner, at which point Booker T in 2026 yelled, "Where's the beef?" Which I think was a thing when I was 10. Just a long time ago.
Long time ago, dude.
And then this Cam fella jumped up on the apron. Mason was distracted, and Naraku hit Everything Is Evil and got the pin. I got to say, it is amazing that, I'm just watching Evil have straight wrestling matches every week. No interference. I mean, there was a guy that, he didn't interfere, on behalf of Naraku. He just ran down there, but, no House of Torture. No, he's just having straight wrestling matches. And, he's a good wrestler. I hope Tony Khan feels bad right now, by the way. Tony Khan apparently didn't like Evil. I think he was just a mark for that House of Torture stuff. This guy can work. How do you not like Evil? Come on. Then we had some more backstage segments and a Tate Wilder. Did you watch this Tate Wilder video package?
I did not, no. Is this the guy that takes unnecessary risks? It's not a gimmick I would want to live up to,
Lance,
in 2026.
Do you have it on your phone or something where you can watch this during the break?
I could grab my iPad.
I'm pretty sure this guy is supposed to be a babyface. And this was one of the cockiest interviews in NXT history. It has to be seen to be believed, I think. And Kendall Gray and Kalani Jordan. I thought this match was quite great. And yep.
I really enjoyed this. I haven't seen much Kendall Gray.
You haven't?
No, I was very impressed and quite happy with this match. My favorite part, though, would probably surprise you. It was them trading strikes leading into her comeback, because they didn't just stand there and go, "Your turn, my turn," with punches. They actually both sold and kept trading different strikes back and forth leading into the comeback. Thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, this was one of the better Kalani Jordan matches I've seen in a long time. There was no goofy gymnastics. Actually, there was one spot where she decided to randomly throw a back handspring and Kendall grabbed her and Shermaned her. I laughed. So that was worthwhile. And Kendall's great. And yeah, she got the win. Shades of Gray out of nowhere. And so, yes, it is a singles match, believe it or not. Kendall versus Lola for the title at the upcoming PLE. We had Jasper Troy and Dion Lennox. This is kind of when this show, I got nothing against these guys, but nobody cared. And it wasn't much of a match. And then correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure your robot brain will find some hip twist or something, but Dion grabbed this dude and pinned him with a body slam. That's what happened.
There was a lot of odd looking moves in this one, if you will.
Yeah, Jasper, they've given him sort of a push, but he made a comeback. He hit a slam. He went up for a Vader bomb. And Dion moved and then grabbed him and body slammed him and pinned him. He pinned him with a body slam. Is it 1974? That's what happened. And then Saquon attacked Osiris with a baseball bat.
And then for some reason ran away from... Is this the bookworm?
No, the bookworm is Dion Lennox, the guy in the match.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. But he attacked the one dude with the baseball bat.
And then ran away from the bookworm, even though he was armed. Correct.
Yeah. The bookworm just ran towards him. The guy with the bat ran away.
Yes, that's what happened.
That was odd.
Yeah. At the end of the Mr. NXT contest, which we talked about. And then Keanu Carver is upset that Naraku is getting a title shot, even though they had a number one contenders match, which Naraku won. So Keanu wants an opponent, and if Mr. Stone doesn't get him one, he's going to get his own. That's what he said. We had a culling segment backstage, which was... I swear this is what happened in this segment. Did you watch this one?
Yeah.
Izzy is upset because she has been entered into the speed tournament. "Why am I in the speed tournament?" she says. Spears comes up and says, "It's my idea. because if you win another title, we can be on top of this division. And Izzy goes, that is a good idea. Like, what?
Who wrote this? She had to have it explained to her that winning a title might be good for her.
Who wrote this segment? Like, you're on my list, whoever wrote this. It's terrible. And the main event was Tatum and Zarya.
Tatum,
yeah. I think that's part of your body. She faced Zarya for the North American women's title. And this match was not as good as I was expecting, for being honest. There was just something about it. I am a big fan of Tatum as a worker. I think she's a pretty good worker. But there was something about this match that was like, everything she did had to be something weird. Like, I got to do a flip here. I got to do a flip here. I got to do a twist here. I got to flip into this. I got to twist into this. I got to flip. I was like, could we just have a match? And then Zarya, you know, she avoided a moonsault to the floor. F5 on the floor. Speared her in the ring. Hit an F5. Pinned her. And, you know, people just don't get it, Lance. You ever heard that?
I've heard you mention that once.
I'm going to explain this to these idiot fans because I can already hear what they're going to say. Guys, yes, Zarya should be the North American champion. And, like, I'm happy she finally won this title. But, guys, here's the deal. And this is actually a thing that's driving me nuts in every company. I'm talking Raw, SmackDown, AEW, NXT, and it's New Japan's even more weird. But like, when Vince was around, there was no long-term booking whatsoever. Every Monday, he would announce matches for the following Tuesday or the following Monday, and then the following Monday would come and none of the matches. Like, it was just like they never got announced. They would just not happen. Like, he couldn't book long-term to save his freaking life. And so, like, all people did for years was complain about no long-term booking, Vince just whatever, hot shots, etc. And so, like, Tony Khan starts AEW, and he starts doing, like, longer-term booking. And, like, everyone was, like, happy. Oh, my God, we actually announce matches and then do what's announced. It was like, mind-blowing to people. Well, then Vince is out of here, and Triple H takes over. And now he does the same thing. We're going to do long-term booking. We're going to have a story that's going to go a long time. Well, golly, holy smokes. I mean, now it's like everything in life, the pendulum has to swing all the way the other direction. Now it's like I've been watching this bloodline for 5 years. And God, AEW, they take, I mean, we still haven't seen that Keith Lee match with, like, Swerve. But the point is, like, now everybody goes the opposite way. Everybody's got to just drag this stuff out forever. And, like, as soon as Zarya won this title, this is my point, she wins a belt, and I was just like, we're 6 months too late, man. Like, this thing with Zarya and Sol Ruka and Sol winning titles and Zarya wanting to win titles, bro, that was 6 months ago. Sol's gone. She's on the main roster. She's won belts up there now. It's like, they finally pulled the trigger on this. And it's like, I'm over it. It should have been done months ago. They wanted to keep Javon for another year. They were going to give Javon the NXT title like Saudi WrestleMania weekend. Guys, what's taken so long? God. Yeah, Zarya's the North American champion now, like 6-8 months after she should have won it. And here we are. It's like, can we just, like, get things going? When it's time, there's an old Buddy Wayne. When it's time, he used to say.
Well, you could argue the story is that she couldn't succeed until Sol left.
She's
Sol
been gone for months, dude.
Has she got a title shot in that time, or God. Is this the first?
I gotta go to a break. Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I should mention there have been some issues the last couple of days with the downloads and such. It should all be fixed right now. Apparently, the server got switched. They told us like at the last second, and it took a couple of days for everything to get working. But all of the shows should be available for those of you that do Downcast or Overcast or whatever you use. Front page should be working again. Shouldn't have been any issue with Apple Podcasts or Spotify or YouTube. They should all be up there.
Your Observer Radio from Monday still isn't.
It should be. Check again.
I just did.
Well, it's up on mine, so it must be working.
On your Downcast?
Yeah.
There's a June 9th show?
Observer Radio, June 9th. Wrestling Observer Radio. Brian Alvarez, Dave Meltzer. Back with tons to talk about, including the latest on the White House UFC on Sunday.
It's not even available in the archives.
What's your height-to-waist ratio, Lance? Are you too fat for this show?
I wouldn't think so, but...
They're very specific, man. Very specific. No fatties allowed.
I wasn't planning on going anyway, so...
Okay. I'm not either. Well, anyway, that should be fixed, everybody. And you can listen to all the shows. We've got a lot of ways to listen. WrestlingObserver.com is the main site with archives dating back to 2005. But if you only want to pay $9.99, we got F4WOnline.com/YouTube, where you can watch the shows live and get the replays whenever you want. Spotify, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, audio and video on Spotify. You can watch the shows on video with a Spotify subscription. And if you have Apple and you like Apple Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, $9.99, and the Apple Podcasts have a free trial. So check it out. After Dark is a replay today, and then we should be back in action for the foreseeable future next week. And a lot of stuff coming up, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow as well. And that's it. We'll talk to you again after a while.